This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I have to give a quick shout out to one of my pickleball opponents from the weekend. Her name was Vivian. Uh-oh. She was very nice.
What'd you do, hit her in the face or something?
No, I didn't hit her in the face at all. I played her at Norbeck over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she informed me that her son, now, I think I know her son's name, but I'm not 100%. Should I throw out what I think her son's name is?
Yeah.
All right, Vivian from Columbia Country Club.
Okay.
Whose son... I think his name is Joe, but I'm not 100%. But I know the mom's name is Vivian.
Yeah.
This son, who I think is named Joe, has listened to the show for like 15 or 17 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like he's a big Junkies P1 mark.
Nice.
So thank you to him for listening. We do appreciate that.
Thanks, Joe.
Keep listening, Joe. That's what I think your name is. Right. Vivian the mom. Very nice.
Man. People still name their kids Joe?
Now, again, I couldn't.
Well, how old's the 25. Kid? Or the son?
Probably like 20. Actually,
no, I think he's older than that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
She said he started listening at like 15 or 17. I think he's in his 30s now.
All right.
But again, I'm not 100% sure of all this information about the son.
Yeah,
Joseph is still a popular name, right? You can name your kid Joseph.
Yeah. Did you guys win your match?
We did win our match, yes.
Nice. You wore all white?
No, we played at Norbeck, so we didn't have to wear the all.
You didn't have to do the all white.
One of the guys from Columbia, he came over and shook my hand because I guess he was a listener too. He's like, "I heard you talking about the all whites." Made us chuckle in the group text or the group thread. So I guess that made the rounds within Columbia.
They're
Country
all fancy,
Club.
And they must think we're all hillbillies over.
They
at
must
Norbeck.
Think, yeah, we're just. Yeah.
It's a wild, wild west.
That's probably what they think. They're like, "Oh, look, these people are wearing colors in there." In their tennis complex. How dare they?
By the way,
they were very, very, very nice. It was a good match, and nice to meet Vivian. And I think her son's name is Joe.
Right.
By the way, I mentioned that I had the daddy-daughter dance, and it was 90s theme.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Tapped out. I asked Drab the night before if he had his old outfit from his 90s party, because he mentioned that he
You were going to borrow Drab's outfit?
Yeah, why not? But what I learned is... it was 90s theme or Sunday's best.
Okay.
Now, I didn't necessarily go with Sunday's best. I went with Sunday's pretty good.
What, Sunday's best?
Because we had a party afterwards.
You just dress up like your best outfit, like your best suit or whatever?
Yeah.
Huh.
And okay. I would say 60% of the dads were not dressed in the 90s theme. 60% just had like their work clothes.
Yeah, just wear whatever.
You know, mine's not my work clothes, but I blended in. I also learned that daddy-daughter dance, it's not really a daddy-daughter dance. It's a daddy drop off your daughters, and then dads talk to other dads while their kids run around.
That's fine.
Oh yeah. What do you think you were gonna do? Dance for 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, you might have one touching like slow dance with your daughter because I did one of them, and that I kind of remember that part of it. And then the rest of it's the kids are playing; they're doing their own thing.
Yep.
And the dads are hanging out. I don't think they're drinking because usually daddy daughter dance, the kids are pretty young, so I don't think they're like. I don't think the dads are boozing it up over in the corner while the kids are unsupervised, but I think it definitely does devolve into kids play with each other, dads just hang out. and commiserate until it's over.
Take a couple pictures.
Yeah.
And it's then you're good to go.
It's nice. I actually haven't done it. Two daughters. I've never actually done
I think
done
you're past
one.
Your time, though. I don't think they do it.
Like, well, my youngest is 16, 15.
I think it's daddy-daughter dance. So
it's like, an elementary
like,
school.
It's like 10 years old or younger.
Probably
type
depends
of deal.
On the school.
I don't know, she goes to Catholic. I think they might do it.
Really?
And I think I've always had commitments, like traveling commitments.
Okay. I didn't know
I
that
think it's an elementary school bit for private schools. And they never had that in public schools.
No, it's definitely a private school.
So your
school
kids
bit.
Went to Montessori, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't even know which school it was affiliated with. It was so long ago.
I'm guessing it was probably the Montessori.
Could have been. I can't remember.
Well, it's funny you mentioned 90s, and we got Heavy Metal Chris here running the board. Chris is a good dude. I was just telling Cakes, I'm sure Chris knows all about this. I literally just stumbled out of nowhere onto Metal Injection. Have you ever been on that site?
He's probably writes for it, this guy.
No, I don't, but they've stolen dozens of my photos over the years and used them without crediting me.
I'm
not a big fan of that site. But,
I just, first time I've been on the site, and listen, I'm no metal guy, but... All the stories that I'm clicking are bands I'm interested in. Limp Bizkit, Korn, Linkin Park. Like, I actually like those bands. I'm sure they're not, like, hardcore metal bands. Like, you probably laugh at those.
They do underground stuff, too, but they do the big ones. I like all of it. Big,
I like
small, whatever. So, yeah.
I just bookmarked this. I got a new site.
Look at you.
Not in a billion years would I ever
You're
think
a metal
I would,
guy.
Would I bookmark a Metal Inject. It's just, you know. Who doesn't want to read about Limp Bizkit? I love Limp Bizkit.
You missed the M3 Rock Festival that swung into Meriwether Post this weekend. David Lee Roth took the stage.
What?
Stephen
he's
Pierce.
Still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's cracking all the Van Halen hits.
He could. Does he jump and everything? Like,
I don't know how much jumping there is happening at this point.
He's hoping for a free FM return.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he was there. Stephen Piercy and Warren Demartini from Rat were there.
I don't know if I'm a big Rat guy.
I should have been there, but I didn't. I was too lazy.
Right.
I was like,
what else did you do?
What else did I do this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, I played pickleball, but that was on Saturday. I played more pickleball on Sunday with my kids, and then I just had dinner, and I collapsed in front of the TV at like 8 o'clock.
That's what
you
he
ever
did.
Heard of a band called Pig Destroyer?
Well, I believe Heavy Metal Chris has.
My can I'm drinking right now has a koozie with their name on it right now.
I can't even say what this lead story is, but it definitely drew my attention.
I already know what you're talking about. It's what they did on Friday, right?
Yeah, they make a new product now.
Yeah, well, that's
but it drew my attention.
That's a product
I clicked on
that
it.
I have no interest in.
Yeah,
the singer of that band was a fan of the station. So I'll just tell you that.
Is that true?
Yeah, I ran into. So I saw
they're
them
local?
At the. Yeah, they're local. They're basically like DC and Baltimore. I ran into them.
Jason might be interested in the product.
They were headlining the Black Cat like a couple of months ago, and I went and talked to the singer, and he was like, I heard you on the radio today, because he had heard me on like Beamish and Finley.
Look up Pig Destroyer and see what they're producing now. They're producing a certain type of plug.
Yeah. Tell me in my ear what they're doing. I don't feel like looking at that.
Pig Destroyer is making a certain type of plug.
That is that's a very innovative item.
Why
have
am I into that?
To have a merch table.
I feel like you might like
I mean, I've seen a lot of merch tables at shows, and I know Heavy Metal Chris has, but I've never seen that item.
No.
Usually it's T-shirts.
Seems kind of niche.
Chris, speaking of heavy metal, my daughter will be at the Metallica concert at Lane Stadium in 2 days.
Very good.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm jealous.
Excellent.
She can't wait. She only knows one. She only knows one song from Metallica.
Right.
But she says I have to go.
And got it. Good for her.
Got it.
You know what she paid for that ticket? $45.
Oh, it's brilliant.
She could probably sell it right now for about $500.
Is that like through a student hookup?
She got student tickets, when it was first released.
Fantastic. Good for her.
But she said now people are spending $1,000. Now, $1,000 seats are like better. Right there on the stage. But she could probably.
She's got to go for the experience.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Kev, email Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
So this is, again, I don't know all the cool underground bands. I don't except for Pig Destroyer. Now I feel like I know one. Where do you stand? This is a very poppy question. I'm sorry. Where do you stand on Emily, the lead singer for Linkin Park now?
I don't care that much. It's one of those things that's like, it's cool the band is still getting back together and people can still, you know, because if she or someone else doesn't take his place, then they're not really gonna play
tour,
anymore,
right?
You're not gonna see, like, it's kind of like the Alice in Chains thing. It's
isn't
like
she good?
Yeah, it will never be as good as the original,
right?
But it's still cool that, like, I don't know, you can see something, you know. I don't know, I don't have a problem with that. Like,
But is it she?
If you don't like it, don't go.
Right? Isn't she good in her own right? It's not like she's terrible.
She is, but clearly, I mean, whenever you switch gender for like your lead singer, that's a big change for any band, you know.
It might be the right move because it'd be less of a comparison, maybe. You know what I mean? If you put a guy in there,
It can work. At the end of the day, I think the fans decide if they're end up playing smaller venues because no one's interested, then mm-hmm. it didn't really work. But it seems to be pretty popular. So yeah. I haven't seen them with her, so I don't know, but.
I think Linkin Park just played Baltimore over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. I mean, yeah,
where'd they? What
arena? I think they played whatever the big arena, CFG Bank Arena. I think is what it's called.
Changes its name every like year.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Okay,
all right. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page, which is driven by the all new Malloy Chevrolet. Jason,
that's right. It's my new partner.
This is your baby.
You know how much I love these people over at Malloy.
You're going to tell me,
Josh Cochran, who's the GM.
Mm-hmm.
He's unbelievable. Big Tennessee Vols fan, by the way. But they're going to hook me up with a Tahoe. They're building the Tahoe in Texas, and they're shipping it up.
Yeah.
And I hope it's here like in the next 72 hours, but probably won't be.
If he has any input, you're going to be driving around an orange Tahoe. Yeah. I mean, he loves orange.
Yeah, it's not going to be an orange.
It's going to be orange.
Is that a real, that's a thing?
No. If you love Tennessee.
If
you love Tennessee, you love orange.
I'm trying to figure all that out. Sorry.
You love the song Rocky
anyway,
Top. Gotcha.
Anyway, it's driven by, of course, my my new favorite Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for Josh, and just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. Mr. Flamack had a busy weekend. Of course, he had the daughter, then he had the dinner you guys went to.
Mm, yeah, that was nice, Friday night.
But then he had to watch Game 7 of the Nuggets and the Clips, and that was a blowout. Ended up being a 19-point game, but it wasn't even that close. So Denver wins Game 7 at home on Saturday night.
Wait, so Steve
night.
Ballmer importing some of his fans from the wall at the Intuit Dome to the Nuggets Arena didn't tip the balance of power in the Clips' favor?
Not when you have James Harden scoring 7 in Game 7.
That didn't help.
It's not very good. He's got a reputation for collapsing or folding, choking in the playoffs, and happened again. He had a big Game 6.
Big Game 6 game at seven, home, but Game 7, nothing.
A JP, huge
this,
whiff.
This is why when you hype him up every May, and you go, everybody's he's so underrated. Yeah. He's amazing. This is why nobody takes him seriously.
Then he comes up with duds. It's
crazy.
Because he's a big fart noise in big, important games.
But game one of the Pacers-Cavs series was yesterday, and Pacers win at Cleveland. This was kind of a shocker because Cleveland is the one seed. They were pretty much unbeatable at home. I think they were, if you include the playoffs, I believe they were like 37-7 at home, something like that. But they lost by 9 game one. So expect them to bounce back for Game 2. The Warriors go to Houston in Game 7 and win by 14.
Buddy Hield went off.
Buddy Hield hit 9 threes, so they win that series. Your schedule tonight, there are two games. First game of the Knicks-Celtics series in Boston, Game 1 there. And then the Nuggets playing at OKC, Game 1 of that series.
That should be interesting. And the big NBA story was Popovich steps down.
Pop steps down.
It's over.
I mean, he's had some pretty major health concerns.
Yeah.
But we talked about the Jets Blues Game 7. Just a brutal loss for St. Louis. If you're a St. Louis Blues fan, you can't even believe your life.
Could you imagine going to like a sports bar in St. Louis and you're watching that game and you're just like, oh, we're gonna upset the one seed.
Yeah, we're
gonna take them down in Game 7. It ticks under 10 seconds. I mean, they've got the man up, but you still feel like you're gonna pull it out. And for them to give up the game tying goal with under 3 seconds left, under 2 seconds left.
1.7. 1.7, 1.6. And then they lose in overtime, so the Winnipeg Jets advance. Tonight, you've got one game one. That's Florida at Toronto, game one of that series. And, of course, the Caps will play on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Carolina at Washington. Carolina is a minus 150 to win the series, minus 125 to win game one. Also on Monday or Tuesday night, Edmonton's at Vegas for game one of that series. All right, real quick, baseball yesterday. All right, props to the Nats. They win the series in Cincinnati. Mackenzie Gore was really good yesterday. Didn't get the win, but he struck out 9. He leads the majors in strikeouts with 68. Ooh.
That's tasty.
His ERA is 3.33. Gave up one earned run in five innings. Bullpen held on. Finnegan gets saved number 11. They win that series, and they win yesterday 4-1. They are 16-19. All right, they're hanging on right there, hovering around 500.
Not bad.
Won three of their last four. Yep. Very solid.
And now they will host Cleveland starting tonight. But nice job winning at Cincinnati. It's not like Cincinnati's great, but anytime you can go on the road and win a series, you'll take that. Oh, and by the way, this is unbelievable. If you're not paying attention to what Aaron Judge is doing, okay, we kind of talked about it last week. All right, Aaron Judge leads the majors in hitting. He's hitting 423.
It's pretty good.
423 through, I don't know, roughly 30 games or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 11 bombs. He's one behind Drabby's boy, Cal Raleigh, who's the stud for the Mariners. He's got 33 runs batted in. He's tied with Teoscar Hernandez for the league lead. And he's got 55 hits, which leads Major League Baseball. So he leads in average. He leads in hits. He's second in home runs, and he leads in RBIs. That's unbelievable.
And the Yankees lead the AL East.
Yeah.
Over
the
Red Sox.
They lost yesterday to Tampa, but but Judge is having just an absurd year.
Did you guys watch the Derby?
Yes. I did. I turned it on right as they're loading the horses
so
in.
I actually turned it on right at the perfect time.
I feel like, personally, they shouldn't run in that slop. It's gross.
I thought they were moving pretty good, though.
I'm sure they were, but for the horse racing... Trust me, very amateur horse race watcher, right. This guy.
Yeah.
I like to see sunny days, no precipitation on the track, no mud flying everywhere. It's just kind of gross.
There had to have been 4 inches of mud, easy.
Oh, it was disgusting.
I wonder if Greenberg still, I know he had journalism not in his top two. He did finish second. I wonder if he still had any winners.
He likes Sandman.
Yeah, we were
text on Saturday, like Sandman and Luxor Cafe.
I can't remember who won. I just know that journalism finished second.
Sovereignty won.
Yeah. So does that mean
Sovereignty was like a 6-1, maybe 7-1?
Wasn't like Sandman like in the 17 hole and a horse has never won from that spot before?
Especially with that track. Right. I mean, it's going to be so hard.
Right. It's but fun to watch. I will say, when it's a big race, I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, even if it's just 2 minutes.
Now, the Preakness means a little something.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, the Preakness always means something.
No, he may not run.
There you go.
I don't care about the triple crown
anymore. That's how you won't.
You can't even go for the double crown.
They don't. They don't care about it anymore. They just care about selling the price of the Derby winner. So they don't want to risk the horse leg breaking.
The thing that stunned me, and I know we have to take a break soon, is that all of the horses in the field, I'm sure you guys saw this, were descendants of Secretariat.
Yeah, I heard that.
That is crazy.
Every horse in the field had some of his bloodlines running through their veins.
That's nuts.
Secretariat, stud.
Secretary got after
super
it.
Stud, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I knew you were a stud if he had a booth at Rips.
He did solid work.
He might have had his own booth somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
He definitely yeah,
his
had a booth
was busy, too.
Yeah.
Always full.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, some huge NFL draft news.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.